Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went, and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory, oh what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by his wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
What joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. Oh, my thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning, everyone, and greetings in Jesus' name. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father and the Holy Spirit that gives us knowledge through the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for another day, a day in which we can walk in his word, doing the things he asks of us to do, and to help someone else along the way. Now let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we open your word this morning, we ask the Holy Spirit to come forward to give us the guidance and the knowledge of this, your word, Father, as we study it. Now be with us throughout this morning. Keep us in health and keep us safe. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Going to be starting out here for 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And we'll be getting into 5 because 4 is not very long. We may even get into 6. These chapters here in 2 Corinthians, verse lives are short. 4's got 18 verses. 5's got 21. We'll see what is brought to us this morning to help us through this day. Because we all need the Lord Jesus Christ in our life to get through the day. We never know what time or what day will be our last. But the thing about that is, is being ready to meet him when we step out of this life and into the next. These are things that most today are not thinking about. They're not thinking about much of anything today. Now, again here with verse 1. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. In other words, they're not letting down. They're going on. And they're going to continue with the ministry. 2. But have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. What a verse. Paul is letting us know there that we are to denounce all dishonesty. We're not to walk in craftiness in the things of this world out here. And we are sure not to handle the word of God deceitfully, which is being done in a lot of places today. And it's things that are contrary to the word of God. But they are using and breaking down verses to make them say what they wanted to say instead of what God is telling them. Now, he goes on here, but we are to be walking in and of the truth, always. The truth of God's word is what we are to walk in. And commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. In other words, we're walking as that example that they can follow to make heaven their home. Can they follow you? Is that the way you are living your lives? That they would be right in the sight of God if they followed you? Now, 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Paul is letting the church know that if that gospel is hid, it's hid from the lost, those that are lost. Because you see, here in verse 4, it says, in whom the God of this world blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. He's actually telling them that Satan actually has blinded the minds of those that believe not. They don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ because Satan has came in. And he does not want them to be able to see the light of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We know that Christ actually is the image of God. Preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus, the Lord, and ourselves, your servants, for Jesus' sake. There's something else, see, man don't want to do. We don't want to be somebody else's servant, do today. And yet, that's what we are to be. If you are a born-again child of God, that's exactly what you are. Six. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. We are to be sharing the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, because that is a commandment of God and His Word. It's all through it. Not just one place, but many, many, many places. Now, verse 7, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Because you see, without God, without that Holy Spirit of Almighty God, we have no power at all. But because of the Lord God as our Father and the Holy Spirit that dwells in us, and our believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, we can do all things. There's nothing impossible for us that God would ask us to do. So we don't have to worry about it. We continue on seeking His will, seeking His way, and wanting to do things just as He tells us to do it. And He's gave us everything we need in order to be able to accomplish that. And if we don't, that's on us, not Him. Because He gave us the tools. Now, eight, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. And you see, we're going to come up against things too. We've got tribulation and all coming against us, because Satan wants to pull you and I away from God. We're the ones he wants to drag away. Those of the world out here, he's already got them so far, but he wants you and I, because he knows that God is using us to take from him those that is out there of the world. God's using us to bring them out of the world, out of darkness and into the light, and that light being the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. We don't give him enough praise. And we need to be praising him always. Now, he's told us that they're troubled too, but they're not distressed. They're not put out. And they're perplexed, but they're not in despair. None. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. They fought a hard fight. And now in the day and time in which you and I are living, we're going to have to be just as they were. We're going to have hard fights in order to be able to stand as the Lord God wants us to stand. Ten. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our bodies. You see, we also bear and believe and always remember the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we are baptized, we put on his death and his resurrection. We are buried with him. So that we also are raised in his resurrection. And we walk in newness of life. Now, and we walk with him living inside of us and us in him. We are to become one with him. Have you? Now, 11. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. We are to always declare the Lord Jesus Christ, to accept the fact that he is in us, reaching out to the lost of this world, to bring them out of that darkness, pardon me, and into the light, his light, that light of Jesus. 12. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. Paul's letting them know. He says, death worketh in us, but life in you. They face death all the time. Paul had been beaten 3 times. He'd been stoned. He'd been shipwrecked on an island. Snake bit by a poison viper. People had seen him sitting there waiting for him to get sick and die. He just shook it off in the fire. Felt no hurt from it at all. Now, 13. He says, we have the same spirit and faith, according as it is written. I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. You see, because they have that spirit of faith. And that's exactly what you and I need. That spirit of faith, that is the same spirit. And you know, that spirit is called many things. That spirit is called the spirit of adoption, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of grace, the spirit of glory. And you know, he is also the spirit who produces faith. Think about that. We forget a lot of things that we shouldn't forget, especially those things that God, through his word, is telling you and I about the Lord Jesus and about the Holy Spirit, how they work with us, and what we need to do to make heaven our home, and then continue learning so we will not be a disappointment unto him, nor a failure in his eyes, but that we are his children, loving him, walking in obedience. Something comes up that you don't quite understand, go to him about it. Go to his word. Find it. And then do what it tells you to do. All right. (clears throat) 16. For which cause we faint not, but through our outward man perish, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. And the only way that can happen is if we are in God's word day and doing everything that we know to do in walking with him. Now, 17. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Our light of affliction, which is but for a moment. You see, these things that comes against us, they're not going to last long because we have the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit in us. God has given to you and I, if we be born again children of Almighty God. All right, now, 18. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. We look not at the things that are seen. You see, because when we are the children of God, we are looking at the eternal things, the things of God and His kingdom. That is what we want foremost in our life. I want nothing more in my life than the Lord God and Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit and God's Word. That is what I want in my life. I'm not worried about anything else in this world. And that is true. I want just exactly what is needed for me to be able to carry this gospel to the lost of this world. And to live it through my lifetime. Being an example to others. Now, I thought we might get through chapter 5 also, but I'm not going there this morning. We're going to stop here. The Spirit has gave us a lot to think about. Now, I will ask you this. Take your Bible. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Reread it. Read it slowly. And let God talk to you again. So that it will be settled and written on the tablet of your heart. All right. And praise God through the day. Give Him thanks for what you've got, what He's given you. Because you know He gives you everything you have. Because without Him, you couldn't have gotten it. Father, as we close your word, we thank you for your word, Father. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father, for the times that we can come together to share your word, to give you praise, to give you honor and glory, to give to you of ourselves, Father, because without you we are nothing. But with you we know, Father, that we can do all things which you ask of us to do. Now, Father, let us walk in thy word without ceasing, always looking up and looking for the things of the kingdom. Your kingdom, Father, and not the things of this world. One day, Father, we'll step out of this life to the next. I pray, Father, I pray for all of our family, all of our friends, and all of mankind, that when they get ready to step out of this life, that they are ready to stand before you and hear you say, good and well done, thy faithful servant, enter into thy rest. That they'll not hear you say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, I never knew you. Father, I pray for Israel to have peace in our land also. But I pray, Father, for Israel to the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah. And also, Father, our land, because our land has turned its back upon the Lord Jesus Christ and brought so much evil upon its own people. Now, Father, be with us. Help us to bring this land to repentance and put it back, put our government back upon the foundation in which it was founded, that being your word in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, as we prepare to separate, to go our own separate ways through the day, keep us in health, keep us safe. And Father, bring us back together again this evening at 6 p.m. and back into your word. Father, this is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, all. Have a great, great day. Walk with God, he'll walk with you. Bye-bye now.